Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Renee Tester, the Vice President of Marketing with Harris Flooring Group. Renee, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. We caught up at Surfaces. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. A little background on you. It looks like you graduated from ETSU, East Tennessee State University. You actually got 2 degrees there. You started out with an interior design degree and then went back and got your MBA. You've been at QEP, which owns Harris, for 10 years, but prior to that, you worked for a little while with Home Depot, didn't you?
Yes, I sure did. I was also actually part of that transition period prior to QEP, so I've actually been at this particular facility. I'm actually on my lucky number 13 here.
Okay. I noticed, too, on your as I was looking you up, I was on LinkedIn, and I saw this beautiful mountainscape of that area of Tri-Cities in the northeast corner of Tennessee. It's a beautiful country, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I grew up there as well.
So you're very familiar with the hiking and trails.
Yep. So let's catch up on Harris Floors. I know in January there was a release that QEP had formed the Harris Flooring Group. You actually make hardwood flooring up there. That place has had a history that goes way back. In Johnson City, was owned for a short period of time by Tarkett. QEP bought it in 2010, and then this year you have brought several flooring companies together. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yes, in 2018, that was another big acquisition period for the QEP family. We actually acquired the Natural H flooring business along with the Kraus business, and that was just an intricate step into, you know, moving forward into our flooring segments. We needed to take that kind of year to see where we were positioning those brands before we made any big decisions merging those together. You know, that's where we took the opportunity at Surfaces, which obviously is a very large show for us, to actually launch that new Harris Flooring Group. We knew that this was very important for us to come together under one umbrella, under one message for our employees and our customers. So they know, you know, who we are. We're not working independently as just a Natural H flooring brand or as a Harris brand or as a Kraus brand. We're part of that Harris Flooring Group, so it gives that nice story and that nice messaging. And I think you were part of that timeline that we had there at Surfaces as well.
So what products do you offer? I know you offer engineered hardwood. What else is there?
We actually play in pretty much every segment. Mm-hmm. We offer engineered hardwood, you know, LVT, SPC, carpet tile, which is a very big segment for that Kraus brand.
Right.
We also offer laminate as well, so we definitely still see pockets where that particular platform is very popular. Mm-hmm. And we also are getting ready to introduce a new tile, porcelain tile line as well.
Oh, okay. All right. So you make some of it and source some of it? Is it kind of the route?
Yes. We produce a significant portion of our engineered wood products here in Johnson City.
Right.
And that's everywhere from a 4-foot rotary up to an 8-foot sliced face platform here in Johnson City. And then we definitely source several products, of course, from the world stage as well.
It used to be that QEP was, I guess, more involved. And so with some of these changes, while you're still owned by QEP, you're branching out a little bit and making some of your own decisions, right?
Yes, we are. We're definitely still heavily involved, you know, with the QEP side of the business. You know, QEP, on that side, they can offer all of the adhesives and the tools to install, you know, the flooring. But, you know, we definitely need to branch off because, you know, the flooring side is a much different type of business from, you know, all the different color and trend forecasting. That's a little bit different than, you know, a trowel or an adhesive. So it's definitely a unique style of business.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, QEP also owns Roberts. So another big piece of your business is installation tools and adhesives.
Yes.
And when you talk about this Harris Flooring Group, what sets you apart? What is your unique selling proposition?
It's our customer service, I would say, first and foremost. You know, because when we were going through our rebranding process, we did a lot of stakeholder interviews, both internal, external. One of the consistent messages that we had across the board was, we love the people. You know, we buy from you. We know we can get this LVT or SPC or wood from so many other suppliers, but we come to you because of my sales rep, because I know that your customer service is going to be dependable. If I have a potential issue, you know, you're going to take care of us. So I think that, you know, our team and the individuals that we have that make up every aspect, whether it's, you know, outside the customer facing or even internal, you know, we're very proud of our people. And I think that that's one thing that definitely sets us apart.
And how was Surfaces for you?
This was probably our best Surfaces ever. The turnout, the show, the rebranding. You know, we had phenomenal feedback from our customers. It was a great show for us this year.
The products that you were showing, which one do you think hit the chord, created the most excitement?
Well, you know, we actually had a couple that generated a lot of excitement. We had a new LVT product that we were launching, actually two new in Shulbe and Amazonian. I mean, those generated a lot of excitement. We had two new products under NAF. We had a new ASH reactive stain series that we had phenomenal response. We have an expansion into our Americana Escape, which is actually our Harris Wood line. Our Alverstone product that we had there was a big hit. So we had a couple of really big products that, you know, we had really great response over.
Yeah, you've brought in some sales talent, too, from at one time with some of the bigger brands. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do have a new EVP of sales and marketing, and that is Mike Johnson. Uh-huh. So he joined our team. He's still very, very new with us, but I believe it was late December. So he brings a lot of talent to the table, and we're really looking forward to some of the changes and what he's going to bring to the table.
Okay, all right.
Really great to work with. Uh-huh. So
you've announced this Harris Flooring Group, which is a combination of Natural Age Flooring, Kraus, and Harris there in Johnson City. And you're the newly named, I should say. You just got promoted, so you're the Vice President of Marketing, right?
Yes, sir.
It's good to talk to you, Renee. Again, I've been talking to Renee Tester, Vice President of Marketing at Harris Flooring Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.